listening to Skid Row Studios.
You're 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 listening to Skid Row Studios.
I'm not doing it with you.
Please do it with me.
Fuck that.
Can you please have sex with me?
At Skid Row Studios?
At Skid Row Studios.
Maybe.
Hello, my name is Elder Price, and I would like to share with you the most amazing book. Hello, my name is Elder Grant. It's a book about America a long, long time ago. It has so many awesome parts, you simply won't believe how much this book can change your life. Hello, my name is Elder Green. I would like to share with you this book of Jesus Christ. Hello, my name is Elder Young. Hello, did you know that Jesus lived here in the USA? You can read all about it now.
Hello,
in this nifty book, it's free, no, you don't have to pay.
Hello,
hello. My name
so
is
eager, so.
That is a great intro.
Hello.
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 I'll just leave it here.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah. Hello.
Wow. That's kind of like when they come knock on your door, right? The Jehovah's Witness or whatever. Yeah. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, I want to introduce everybody here. I want to welcome everybody to another episode of Piñata Hour, broadcasting from downtown LA. Kind of smelly out there. But it's LA. We love LA.
Yeah.
And I have a great show today. We have I want to do a little bit intro here. I have a little bit, something here ready for him. And this dude is his logo. He's from San Fernando Valley. And he's here today with us. And I want to thank Facebook because that's just how I connected with this dude.
Hey.
And people have been posting his video, which was done by the little video I'm gonna show is called "Stop Reminding Me I Am Fat"
with
Julio Iglesias, and this is him.
I don't got a problem with being fat. I'm fine with it. I got a problem with people reminding me I'm fat, like I'm gonna forget.
So, what are your plans for this weekend?
Man, I've been waiting for this weekend for months.
Really? What you got planned?
Going skydiving, bro. It's gonna be freaking crazy. I wish you could go.
What do you mean?
Come on, man. You can't weigh more than 230 pounds.
Man, I didn't even ask him when, where, how much. You gotta remind me I was too fat to do something I didn't even want to do. That's messed up, bro. You got the next round. That happens all the time. I went to the store to get my brother-in-law some pants. Excuse me. I'm looking for some pants, size 34.
That's your goal, right?
It's a gift. Man, I wanted a shaker. I went to the mall to get a Raiders jersey. It was in my neighborhood, so I had to ask somebody where to go. Excuse me. You know where the Raiders store's at?
Sure. You go down this way. Come to a McDonald's, you make a right. And you come to a Jack in the Box, you make a left. If you come to a Kentucky Fried Chicken, then you went too far.
All right, man. Thank you.
Like, my fat ass can't remember a street. It happens all the time. People keep reminding me. Hey, Becky. How you doing?
Hey, Julio, what's up?
I'm good. I was just gonna get a bite to eat. You wanna go?
I can't.
Oh, you got a lot of work? Or you brought lunch?
Neither. Man, you know we don't eat the same food. I'm trying to eat healthy.
Man, this is why I won't eat a salad in January.
What's up, man? So is this your New Year's resolution?
Someone does wanna go skydiving.
I didn't stretch. That guy still owes me a beer. See what I mean? People reminding me I'm fat.
Yeah. So that's Julio Iglesias, and he's with us.
Julio Iglesias. I'm excited to have Julio here on the show.
It's Mr. Julio Gonzalez.
Julio Gonzalez.
So you know Willie Nelson, right? He's pretty cool.
Willie Nelson is the...
And also co-hosting here with me is Gray Mook. And
Gray Mook.
And also having a special guest here, too. And she comes all the way from Austin, Texas.
Yes,
is that right?
Austin, Texas. Yes, the supposed live capital music of the world, but they're slowly destroying our live music.
Destroying live music? Don't say anything bad about where you came from.
Okay.
What do you go by? You go by Undercover Mexican Girl.
Undercover Mexican Girl will do.
All right.
Google it.
Yes.
Google it. It'll come up. Undercover Mexican Girl.
So we got Julio Gonzalez here with us. I want to thank you for coming down to the Piñata Hour.
Oh, man. It was nice downtown.
I want to thank you for the nice
the subway
you gave me, man.
Subway.
Subway.
You're welcome.
All
right, man. Can you hear? You fine?
Yeah.
So tell us, I saw this video, and it was done by Mundos.tv, and they also are a cable channel. Is
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they do. They're a sister station of Telemundo.
Oh, okay.
So they do a lot of work with them, and so they saw me at the comedy club, and that's sure. A whole bit. That's a whole routine I do.
Okay.
So they saw that. They told the VP. VP says, Mexicans can relate. Let's put them on video. So we reenacted everything that happened.
Yeah.
And those are all true stories.
Wow.
All true stories.
And how was that experience? Was that your first, doing a video like this? Because I checked your videos, and I saw a lot of stand-up comedy at different cool clubs here in L.A.
Yeah, yeah. It was
but
my
let's
first
get to
time.
That a little bit later, but... On this video with Mundo, how was that experience? I mean,
it was good. They shut down certain parts of City Walk so we can shoot. So it was right. Like professional.
Yeah.
You know, and they most of those of actors are comedians that yeah. I know. So I brought them back down. Yeah. I actually felt famous for a little bit.
Do they have any? You are famous, Julio.
I know.
Yeah.
Do
they have any catering?
I just need to get famous, sir.
Famous, sir.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you'll be the famousest
yes.
Yeah. In the land.
Hey, but I tell you, Julio, I mean, I saw the video. I see a lot of comedians. Like, lately, I've been watching a lot of, there's a lot of Latin. There's another guy called Ed Galvez, too. He's from, I think he's from the Valley, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Ed Galvez. Anyways, and then there's so many, you know, great comedians out there. But I saw your video. And after that, I started seeing what you did live. And that's when I got hooked on it. I was like, oh, I got to see this. And I was like, I'm going to see if he can come down to the Piñata Hour.
And he did.
Yeah, you're lucky I'm not in Florida.
Like, you know what? Local. I tried to get this guy. I didn't know, but he's from Texas. And he can chug all kinds of drinks. I mean, this guy is insane.
Alcoholic drinks?
And literally, his videos are going really viral right now.
I think I've heard of this guy.
Yeah,
like he can do it in a certain amount of time or
oh yeah,
big like, ass
records, yeah,
whatever.
But not just that, but he's a like if you see, you gotta see the video I sent to you. I see a lot of it's really funny too because he does a little bit of intro of himself about like how much he's been drinking, and he's like he's he probably was he came here maybe when he was 25 years old or I don't know. So it's funny how he described what he's about to do. He drinks all kinds of drinks, like
it's like
alcohol,
weird kind of...
crazy alcohol, crazy drinks and shit like that.
It's amazing what you can get famous doing in this country.
Yeah, well, you know, you too, man.
And competitive eating is a really big deal in this country.
Why you gotta bring that up though?
Drinking.
You looked me right in the eye when you said that. That's what.
Well, you know, your comedy has a lot to do with about food.
Yeah. Yeah. Only the first 5 minutes.
You can study that, maybe do a bit on competitive eating. You know, it's funny because the guy that eats all those hot dogs,
yeah,
he's a skinny little fucker.
Yeah.
He's skinny.
Well, you know what? When you become, when you know yourself, you can do stand up comedy, I think, or do shows like that. It's because you don't take it seriously, you know, yourself.
Yeah.
And it's, that's how you have to come out because otherwise.
Yeah.
You won't survive or you won't do it, you know?
Yeah.
I think same thing for a writer, too. I mean, writers just have to just write, right? I mean...
Yeah, and you know, being able to find your voice and just not being afraid of saying what you think. And I think for me, you know, I've kind of learned to... You know, I look up to Bill Hicks a lot because he's able to tell the truth, but he's able to tell it in a funny way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It sucks that he died at the age of only 32.
Yes, he was young.
Yeah.
I don't remember the exact age, but young.
Yeah.
Well, what did he die of? Did he drink too much?
No, he
developed a cancer.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's yeah, but he smoked and drank a lot. Even, I think he's one of those comedians that, like, he was pretty smart because he knew what he wanted to do.
Uh-huh.
He was, like, 14. But his game, I guess, or his... way of doing his comedy changed when he started drinking and affecting him in a certain way that he just exploded, like he discovered. And then he also, there's a documentary about him. He even had like shrooms, you know, trips. And,
oh, wow.
With a couple other friends of him, you know, and that also inspiring him to, you know, to do
talk
more.
About the truth.
Yeah, he was just talking like, he was just a pretty good guy saying it.
Yeah.
And him on stage, it was funny, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I always wonder if comedians are high or drunk when I see them.
Well, I do a lot of them drink on stage.
You drink on stage?
I do drink on stage.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's part of the reason why I got the job, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I heard free drinks, and I was like, okay, I'll talk.
That sounds good. Huh? Yeah, people become musicians a lot, you know, because they get free drinks at the bar or whatever. You entertain people, you know, and...
There's a lot of people to drink and they fuck up a good time sometimes.
Yeah, they do.
But people drink and there's like, you know, there's something about it. You know, it could be an influence.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we can go from Bukowski to this guy, Bill Hicks, to, I mean, you name it, you know.
Mm. What was the guy with the looks that always sees through the rosy colored glasses?
Well, I was thinking of Hunter S. Thompson, but I don't think he wore
a... Well, him too. he always thought he wanted to be a funny guy.
I think he was just a writer, but if you see him live, he will be like, "Oh, this guy is just what is he?"
Yeah,
you know? And he's a writer, and he wrote so many great, great shit. Right?
His stories were so, I guess, out of this world. They became funny.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not sure they were supposed to be though.
Well, truth is pretty funny too. Reality is pretty strange and can be funny.
Oh yeah, really? Yeah. Like with reality TV shows, anybody watch? Somebody watch like Basketball the Wives.
They talk about themselves a lot too, and with their family, and especially, you know, you're Mexican American, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So like, you know, they will talk about something about a little bit the culture and market.
I think just like anything we experience, it's all open.
I think that's how George Lopez became really. Yeah. Like, wow. What was this before?
And,
it's been done before, but he was just, you know, coming out like. You know, like saying things about his mom and the shoes that he throws. You know, those are
the
cultures
that have.
That's really
when
related.
Was that HBO?
That's
special.
One of those ways, you know. And when I see Julio on his video, it's like, this is true.
You can relate
to
it.
Yeah.
But that's, when you see the video, it's just funny.
That's a big part. If you can relate to it, then yeah, it definitely got you.
Uh huh.
Who were the people on the video? Are they your friends too? Or?
The first one, his name is Mike Candle.
Right.
So he actually runs shows out there in Ontario Improv.
Cool.
So he packs out the shows over there. So I met him doing shows. The lady is Samantha.
You smile.
Samantha,
what's up with that?
Larson. No. She actually has credits. Like she's been on My Name's Earl. And she's got a couple other things too. She was on this reality show where she's the one that proposed to her man.
Okay.
So, you know, like... just experience right there. And then the guy giving me directions, his name is Paul Smokey D's.
Okay.
Yeah, he was higher than hell. I mean, like, when he came into the studio, you can just smell it.
You can just smell it.
And, like, at one point, we had to have him put down his arms because you can just see armpits wet when he was pointing out where the places were.
Oh, wow.
There was a lot of scenes we had to redo. And what sucks is I had to walk up to him.
Yeah.
Say my lines and then walk away. So this bastard made me walk like 10 times. Which I was starting to get bad. I'm like, dude, get him right because I got to walk again. This is not right.
Yeah.
I'm
over here sweating. You didn't stretch, man.
Yeah, I didn't stretch.
How long it took to do that video? One day shot?
Just a one day shot. Maybe like,
wow.
I think 3 hours altogether. Right. Yeah, we just jumped different locations and city walk. It was crazy the power they had because you know how they play music out there, right?
Yeah.
So the guy's like, I'm picking up the music on the microphone. Tell him to turn it down.
Yeah.
So a guy get on the phone and City Walk will turn down the music.
Wow. Well,
it's a good thing you got a backup by these dudes. You know, they came to you and was like, hey, we want to do a little bit. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It came out really nice. And that was, so you had to write this down, like put it on like.
It was easy because those are my jokes.
Yeah.
You know, when I do my stand up, that's part of my routine. People reminded me I'm fat. So once we had to put it to script. I mean, I just basically wrote down, you know, it's already done.
Yeah.
Gave it to him. We just decide, okay, we're going to just do this one here, do this one there, do that one there.
Cool.
So, yeah, that was definitely, like, easy.
All right, dude. So we're gonna take a little break.
Play some music.
Yeah, we're going to play some Frank Leopold here at Piñata Tower. Are you ready, brother, man?
I'm ready, man.
You like my shirt?
Yeah, man. Subway.
You want it for 20?
Wait, well, how much did Julio sell it to you for?
No, he gave it
trying to make
me,
a profit.
I know. I'm gonna wear this shirt everywhere. Man.
Go to Subway.
Yeah, let me get an order of 20.
Hey, do you have a website that maybe people can buy this?
Well, you know what? Just the Facebook. I got the PayPal. If you want one, you just PayPal. You email OGandWhat@gmail.com.
There you go.
Yeah, send me $20. I'll ship it wherever you want.
Do you make a ladies' cut?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Yes.
Then I will.
Yes. We have tank tops, yeah. You, I can't forget about the ladies.
You make purses too?
Yeah, yes, I do.
How about some sombreros?
Yeah. My lady's actually a seamstress. She made the Subway purse.
Oh, wow. Yeah, what? Yeah, nice. Yeah. It's like,
all right.
You got the whole family involved.
I'm like a walking swap meet. I got shot.
You got support from them too, right?
Yeah. Listen,
we're going to go ahead and take a break, and we're going to let Frank LaPole play and put us on un poco de sabor. All right, so this is Frank LaPolla.
What do you mean by sabor?
Sabor.
Some salsa.
Some salsa. Just, azúcar, azúcar.
We'll savor it up.
All right.
Yeah.
Don't let me hear you say life's taking you nowhere.
I'm is how I've been hit in the head too many times with a bottle. Still you're trying to act cool, but you should know. You're so cool that I'ma call you a gulo. You're just a peewee, you can't get none ever. You're on the lever. Your own body doesn't back you up. They just look at your ass and call you a poo butt. So I look and I laugh and say, ¿qué pasa? Yeah, this is for the raza, raza, raza.
Through and through we true, and all the shit we do, los delincuentes crew.
Here comes the horn.
shit.
Write it down.
I know. I want to see a playlist. Actually, yeah. Every time from now on, next show starting.
No,
next
man,
show.
This is no radio. We don't have playlists.
Subway.
I got my other co-host. Just got here from another planet. His name is Thor.
Venus.
His name is Travis Moore. And also with us is undercover Mexican girl, all the way from Austin.
Howdy.
Very undercover.
Also, I got Greg Moog here, aka Fernandito.
Hello, everybody.
Fernandito.
Great Moog is in the house.
And also our special guest today will be Julio Gonzalez.
Subway.
Aka Julio Iglesias.
Yes.
Just got that name today. Thank you.
Yeah.
See, you get a lot of names when you hang out with us. You know,
you got Julio in it, so you're going to get a lot of Julio.
Yeah.
Were you born in Julio? All right, listen. I'm going to play a bit here. This was done at the John Lovitz Comedy Club. You know, you guys know who John Lovitz is.
Oh, yeah, John Lovitz, man. We love John Lovitz.
Where's he at now lately? He's not doing anything, right?
He owns a club.
He's
having strippers.
Somewhere just laughing.
That's something.
Strippers are sniffing cocaine off his belly. That's what's going on.
So we're
going
to play this bit here. It was done by Julio Gonzalez, and it's called... Twilight Eclipse. And
what about love sports? All they love is Notebook, all that shit, huh? Stupid ass eclipse. Now fuck that movie. That shit ain't real thing. You got vampires that break and then turn into crystals. No blood. They don't even bite nobody. What the fuck is that? If you go in the sun, you fucking die. You don't glisten.
That was Tony Gonzalez at what was this? That comedy club, right?
Yeah, yeah. The John Lovitz in Universal Studios City.
I love it that you're making fun of Twilight.
Somebody had to do it. I mean,
making fun with Twilight.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, there you go. Not of with. We all laughed.
Yeah.
I have to. How is it listening to your own jokes?
It's awesome. Right? It's right? Awesome. Yes, I'm funny.
Best answer. Yeah, because it will. All right, we have another bit here. We're gonna play this one here too. Let's see this one.
Ah, oh, fuck, it's done.
This is Julio Gonzalez.